Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and no, the bat phone has not rung yet.
It hasn't? So the Secretary of State's office has not called Personhood Colorado.
Not yet.
Leslie Hanks with Colorado Right to Life. She hasn't gotten a call saying that the curing period has begun and we're X number of signatures short?
No, but any moment. Any moment.
Any moment. It could be today.
It could be today, it could be tomorrow, and the curing period will start the next day.
All right, and that means it depends on how many signatures they throw out, right, Doug?
We're figuring we're going to need 20,000. That's the goal.
We think 20,000. We have 10 teams formed, and so if there's anybody out there who hasn't joined a team yet, you could be a Lone Ranger and work on your own.
You could do that.
That's allowed.
That's allowed.
Call Personhood Colorado or Colorado Right to Life. These are the two co-sponsors of the amendment here in this state.
Yep.
And make sure you got a petition. You could join my team, Metro West.
You can join my team, the Alpha Dogs in Centennial. We're up to almost, I think we're at like 25 team members.
That's
already
fabulous, Doug.
Yeah.
And we have plans. Like, for example, people could come with us to the St. Paddy's Day Parade.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
It's going to be fun, right? They could come to the Republican caucuses.
The Republican caucus.
All different.
The caucus.
Is that, if you have a Greek or Latin roots, you want to pluralize a caucus. Cauci?
Yeah, I don't know. I am
caucuses.
I am a registered Republican.
Oh,
I just found that
say
out.
It isn't so.
I did.
Say it's not so.
Yeah, I registered as a Republican.
Recovering Republican.
I registered as a Republican so for only one reason, to vote for Mike Kaufman in the primary because he was
praise
so
God,
nice
the
to
former
us.
Secretary of State who
so
supports
I can,
personhood.
I can go to the caucus in my precinct, and I am going to
offer. Get signatures.
I can get signatures and also offer language for the precinct caucus to vote on supporting personhood.
That's right. Colorado Right to Life is putting up on their website a resolution that any registered voter can go to their caucus. The Republican caucuses are on March 16th.
Yeah.
Do I have that date right?
March
16th. I think
16th.
I have that right. And so you go to your local public school classroom, wherever it is.
Yeah.
You find out online. They send you a letter. However you find out.
Yep.
You go and you say, by the way, I'd like to introduce this resolution out of the 13 people here in this room who will vote for this personhood resolution, and probably 8 people will.
Yeah, it'll probably carry the day at the caucuses.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, 8 or all 13.
Now,
it should pass.
It should pass at least. Now, if you're a registered Democrat and you bring this up at your local Democrat caucus,
and if you get out of there alive, it'll have been a worthwhile event.
Yeah, but we've got a number of events. We've got churches. We have various things around town where we can plug you in.
We have rallies coming up in Denver and Colorado Springs. Cal Zastro, co-founder of Personhood USA, is flying into Denver, into Colorado, to be a part of the cure period.
Revival!
This is going to be exciting.
Cal,
so
we're
going to
have a rally here in Denver at Alma Temple this
Alma
Saturday.
Temple, Saturday at 3 in the afternoon.
That's right, Alma Temple
3
downtown.
In the afternoon. And then Cal is going to speak to the group.
Yeah.
Cal Zastro.
Get you fired up.
Yeah, Cal is perhaps the greatest Christian leader alive today.
Quite possibly.
Perhaps.
He's in the running, no doubt, no doubt. He's going to win. He's going to win show or place in that race no matter what.
Perhaps the greatest Christian leader alive today, Cal Zastro, co-founder with Keith Mason of Personhood USA, and he will speak to the troops at Alma Temple. You said that's a half block from the Capitol downtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real
right
easy to find.
Right there in the belly of the beast.
Go to the Capitol, head south, half a block. It's a church.
Yeah.
Pillar of Fire Church, Alma Temple.
Yeah.
And at 3 o'clock, he'll encourage us, exhort us, and we'll go out in groups, and we'll get signatures right then and there.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're here to work. Praise the Lord and pass the petition.
Yeah, here I am, Lord. Send me.
Amen.
Right? All right.
All right, so Doug McBurney, the telethon, Bob in Your Life telethon.
The telethon. Yeah.
Hey, I am so thankful for every person who gave.
Amen.
And they
Thank
gave
heavens.
Sacrificially.
They did.
Undoubtedly, And we raised over $13,000.
Right. Now, the goal was $40,000. And so what that means is times are going to be
we're short, tight
around here for a little while.
We're short. And we spent the month of February promoting the personhood movement in this state and around the country.
Yep.
And so we give short shrift to the Bob and Yurt Live telethon.
That's right. And,
which means the future of Bob and Yurt Live is very uncertain.
It's in jeopardy. And you know what, Captain?
What?
I think we've been riding herd on too many cattle.
I think
that's
you're
what
right.
I think.
Okay, so we either have to give up. we've got to spend more time raising money.
Yeah,
so we're either going to have to give up Evolution Creation or opposing the godless public schools.
No, we can't leave
or
that.
Or personhood.
Too important.
Or apologetics, preaching the gospel.
No, we're going to need to keep doing that.
I think we're going to have to add selling miracles.
No, we can't do
that. Well, that would raise a lot of money and take very little time. You got a loved one who has cancer, send $1,000.
Plant a seed with us.
Plant a seed, and it's just miraculous what will happen.
That's right. Your kids will get out of jail, your dog will come.
That wouldn't work because the money would just flow in.
Yeah.
And we'd pay the bills, and our volunteers could start getting salaries, maybe even retirement program benefits.
I believe that happens at certain ministries.
Sold miracles, but then it wouldn't work because the money would come in, but God would disapprove.
God would disapprove, and then in the end, what profited a man if he gains the whole world but loses his very soul?
So what we have...
Wait a minute, you forgot.
What did I forget?
Pro-life profiles, exposing the real pro-life
ProLifeProfiles.com. We've been working on that.
We can't put that aside. I'm sorry, Bob. We got
too many...
There are
things we got to do.
Every head of cattle is important, and we're riding herd on all of them.
All right.
Yep. And so, but
right, so we'll keep it up.
If someone did want to help, we don't have to be hosting a telethon for you to write a check for $1,000 or $100 or $50 and help keep Bob and Yurt Live on the air. The show here in Denver is the megaphone.
$150,000, did you say?
$100,
$50,
$1,000.
I thought you said $150,000.
We wouldn't send that check back.
We should do a show.
I mean, if that check came in. You know,
we wouldn't send it back?
No, we wouldn't send it back.
The whole staff would have a heart attack.
Yeah.
The show would be over.
Yeah.
Everyone would, it'd just be over. But we should do a whole show on what we would do if we got $100,000, Bob and Yurt Live.
Okay.
Or if we got $1,000,000.
Okay. $100,000 or $1,000,000.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I could think of some things to do.
Yeah.
And they would all fall into the categories that you just previously listed.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, so Bob and Yurt Live on the radio in Denver, the 50,000-watt Christian blowtorch of the Rocky Mountain West that reaches all the way across Kansas. I drove across Kansas. I listened to your show.
Last week, Doug.
I had to be 300 miles away from Denver, and I could hear the show. So it's the megaphone of the personhood movement. It's the megaphone of the Spirit of God and biblical wisdom and Christian teaching. And we've got to keep you on radio.
Well, we hope and pray. That's what we are, that we're faithfully sharing with people the message of God's word.
Amen.
That's what we hope and pray that we are doing. So, all right, now that we've said all that, the telethon, praise God, $13,000.
Yeah.
And BEL is going to be struggling. We'll see what happens.
It's going to be tight. Have to tighten our belts.
One guy 2 years ago called in and said, Bob, we're putting BEL in our will.
There's where the 150,000 or million could come from. Think about putting Bob and Yurt Live in your will.
I don't think so because he and his wife, they're young, they're in good health.
Well, that's good.
So that is good, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can't begrudge
it's sort of weird. What if you left, say, your net worth, your estate to a Christian college and you're worth $2 million and they're broke?
Happens all the time.
It's like, what do they pray for every night before they go to bed?
That does put in an awkward situation.
Isn't that a conflict of interest?
Right.
It's like, look, this one guy gets another few months or we get our endowment. Yeah. So anyway, those are weird conflicts of interest.
Think about putting Bob and Yurt Live in your will.
In a will?
Yeah, it's certainly not a bad idea. But we don't want to.
I don't know.
Just don't tell us.
It is peculiar.
Just don't tell us.
It's a weird thought.
Then every time we see you, it'll be like, how you feeling?
Yeah, do it without telling us. Doesn't the Bible say, don't let your right hand know what
that's
your
right.
left hand is doing?
Amen.
Somebody did years ago put BEL in their will. That actually happened, Doug.
Did they actually die?
And the family, I don't know, should I tell the story?
Tell the story.
And the and the woman did die.
She did.
Yeah.
And she knew the Lord.
And I don't know how, yes.
So it's not totally sad. It's sad, but it's not.
And I don't know how much money she had. I don't think she was wealthy.
Yeah.
But she had money, and we got a call from one or two of her daughters. This is more than 10 years ago, 15 years ago, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they said that they were, money was tight and things were difficult, and they really thought it was not wise to give that money to Bob and Yurt Live. And some of the kids were not Christian.
Oh.
So we said, you know what, whatever your mother said, if she said leave the money to us, we're saying, that means it's ours, so we're saying you could keep it. If there are hard feelings, just keep it and use it for the kids.
So better to avoid sowing discord in a family unit, you just gave up the money.
Well, especially if they're going to use this as another reason that they hate Christianity, because Christians just want my mother's money.
Yeah. Now, that was a wise move.
Well, you know, who knows? But these kind of decisions over a period of years leaves a ministry broke.
Well,
I mean, what's with this?
And also the fact that you won't compromise on the public schools, the killing of innocent children, creation evolution. You just don't compromise on these. Even if someone was really rich and they said, Bob, I want to help you, but if you just lay off the public schools.
Doug, it happened at Colorado Right to Life. One of the biggest donors to pro-life ministries called Colorado Right to Life. We had a conference call. I'm on the board. Leslie Hanks, longtime vice president, and I talked to this grant manager, and he told us that there's a candidate that they're supporting in Colorado, and we have been criticizing him publicly, and they want to make a large donation. And Colorado Right to Life had just gotten a $30,000 grant from another foundation. So, you know, there's real potential money. You can reach a lot of people.
Yeah.
Put out three newsletters with that kind of money.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, we don't want to be funding both sides of the same fight, so could you consider that? We'd like you guys to back off. And he was talking about a candidate, I don't know.
Who we shall not name.
We shall not name.
We won't?
No. It was Bob Schaefer's wife's husband.
Okay.
So we shouldn't say who it was, but Republican,
that's
pro-lifer, who said he was principally opposed to personhood. In principle.
In principle.
He's opposed to the unborn child having a right to life.
So
we publicly exposed him as being a fraud.
I remember that.
And they said, well, if you're not going to back off, we're not going to donate. And we said, well, we're not going to back off. And the grant manager said, well, you know what? I appreciate you for being honest.
Well,
at least you're forthright. We said, yeah, we are. So we're going to continue to expose this guy as a fraud.
And so the grant didn't come through.
The grant didn't come through. And that was a violation of IRS regulations because they're a 501c3.
Yeah.
And they're trying to influence an election.
Did you take them to law over it?
No.
Nah, who's got time for that?
No.
Anyway, Colorado Right to Life is still here, though, without that. Now, what I understand, the retirement program over at Colorado Right to Life is not that attractive of a package.
Well, considering there is no such thing. But, you know, Lila Rose, remember her?
Yeah.
Live action? She's so awesome. She's got the wisdom of the world.
Yeah.
How Jesus talks about.
Yeah.
She said, you know what you should have done? You should have told him, okay, taking his money and then do what you want anyway.
Now, that would have been crafty and wise like a serpent.
That would have been, I think, Lila Rose, for her tender age, I think she's pretty smart.
I like the way her mind works.
Yeah, we are fighting a battle where they're killing kids.
We are. Amen.
And there's subterfuge sometimes in those kinds of battles.
Yeah, and we are.
But we didn't do that.
We are principally opposed to the dehumanization and murder of an entire class of American citizens.
Yeah.
On principle,
right. We
remain opposed to that, and we won't back. I have some news, I think, that's somewhat related to Lila Rose.
Oh.
If I can find it here, it was about the acorn sting.
There's the acorn sting. We had Ryan Sorba on the show last week.
Well, the acorn sting turns out that it's not going to sting that much because the government there in New York is not going to bring any charges because they say in the videotapes that were recorded by Lila Rose's former sidekick, James O'Keefe, it appears that the acorn officials there did not commit a crime.
Mm.
Yeah. They may have, maybe they conspired or they thought about it or they implied that they were criminals. But since they didn't actually commit a crime, all of Mr. O'Keefe's work, and by the way, Acorn is continuing to receive funding. From the federal government.
No, come on.
So James O'Keefe, not that it wasn't a noble effort.
Yeah.
But they continue on, and there's apparently was no crime committed there.
Yeah, when he goes in with a woman who looks like a hooker.
Yeah.
And he's dressed like a pimp, and they say they want help getting a mortgage to buy a home to run a prostitution ring out of, and they're importing kids.
Yeah.
From island countries.
Yeah, trafficking in young women, basically.
Yeah, trafficking, sex trafficking. And they lay it all out for the Acorn workers in city after city. And the workers are like, hey, we don't make any judgments. How can we help you get this mortgage?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're here to help. You guys sound like Democratic voters. Do you vote Democratic? We do. Okay, we'll help you.
Yeah, well... And meanwhile, Lila Rose is on the march in California with California's Human Rights Amendment, Human Rights Initiative.
That's right. California's Personhood Amendment.
Personhood.
Is moving forward with Walter Hoy and Lila Rose from Live Action Film. And Lila Rose is in the news again because she released yet another video, undercover video of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill telling a girl she poses as a 14-year-old girl, having been impregnated by a 31-year-old guy, which is statutory rape.
Right.
And the Planned Parenthood workers tell her, don't tell anybody the age of the boyfriend. Don't tell your parents. Here's how you kill the baby. Mm. And so they're helping the rapist. And abortion for rape and incest encourages and emboldens rapists all over the country.
Yeah.
And Planned Parenthood is, for the most part, an open and willing accomplice.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and Lila Rose helps to prove that point.
And in Lila Rose's case, there has been some charges brought against some Planned Parenthood officials, and some Planned Parenthood abortion mills are in jeopardy because of the work that Lila Rose did. And the entire abortion industry is in jeopardy because of the work Lila Rose is doing for the personhood of all people.
Yeah, and so in Tennessee, Planned Parenthood lost $1 million because of her work.
That's awesome.
And so she continues to fight the battle, and praise God for Lila Rose.
Yep, lift her up in prayer. Now, Bob, we mentioned the telethon, we mentioned finances. Let me just bounce this news item off of you.
All right.
And get your opinion. Here's what's been going on. Job-related income last year fell in the United States by $206 billion.
And that job-related income fell. They have to point that out because government entitlement-related income may have increased at the same time.
Payments from the government, like unemployment, Social Security, that went up by $231
billion. No, come on. You're making that up, right?
No.
Because you told me you weren't going to share this story with me until we got on the air.
Yeah, not only am I not making this up, Bob, it went up by $231 billion to $2.1 trillion. $2.1 trillion money that people are not earning.
Yeah, well, the average Bush annual deficit is now the average Obama monthly deficit.
Yeah, it is two. Now, this is a straight up transfer, a theft of wealth from people who earned it.
Yeah.
And they're giving it to people who didn't earn it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the headline, what
those
I want to
say. Republicans are just so bad, you know?
What have the Republicans
They're just
done
so
to us?
Bad. The Democrats were involved with that also?
They were. They got involved late in the game. But yeah. Now, speaking of bad Republicans, have you heard that Jay Leno has returned to the airwaves as the host of The Tonight Show?
He's the Johnny Carson replacement?
Yes. He replaced him about 20 years ago.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so
network TV, Doug. I'm not up on network TV.
Well, that's good. That's a good sign.
So Jay Leno is...
Jay Leno has come back to the air, and he's in an all-out battle for ratings with David Letterman, as you know.
Yeah.
So Leno this week has announced that he's got Sarah Palin booked on his show.
That should be interesting.
Okay, and not to be outdone, David Letterman says next week... he's bringing in Mitt Romney.
Mm.
Mitt Romney will go up next Tuesday night. Mitt Romney will go up against Sarah Palin. in the epic battle.
There. Now, that is really interesting.
You had mentioned bad Republicans. I wanted to get a Mitt Romney reference in there.
Yeah. Mitt Romney.
He's got a book coming out.
We've predicted that he's done with his major Christian endorsements.
That's the prediction.
So we'll have to see how this plays out over the next year as we lead up to the next presidential primary.
Bob, would you agree with me that without conservative Christians, without the conservative Christian base, that Mitt Romney cannot win the Republican nomination?
Yeah.
I think that's a fact.
Yeah.
And I think Mitt Romney cannot be nominated by the Republican Party.
Well, we'll find out. And whether he is or not, I think our work will have succeeded if he loses his Christian base.
The
Republican Party seems to be shriveling. And, Doug, we're going into a time which is so predictable where the Republicans are going to win.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to win because we're 2 years into a liberal administration.
That's right.
This is a replay of 1994.
I remember. I've been here before. It's weird.
Bill Clinton wins the White House in 92. In 94, there's a Republican landslide. My audience was giddy with joy.
And
I told them, look, you guys are deceived. This Republican revival,
the Republican Revolution.
Is nothing. In two years from now, America will be worse off. It will be in large part because of legislation passed by the Republican House. And 1994, what happened? We look back and I had audience members call in and say, Bob, I thought you were crazy, the Republican Revolution, but we are worse off. And the Republicans passed left-wing liberal socialist law after law after law. And so it will happen again. Don't be deceived. Be wise. Be smarter.
Yeah.
Be smarter because you have God's word to inform you.
And let me just tell folks, you can do it because in 1994, I distinctly remember having my Newt Gingrich T-shirt on and throwing an ashtray at the TV when Bob Enyart was on there. I remember. That's where I was. All right. But let's see if anyone else. Let's go to the phones.
800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278.
Let's go to Gordon in Littleton. Speak your mind.
Hey, I just heard you guys saying that there was no retirement for your Colorado Right to Life stuff that you're doing. Is that what you said?
No retirement benefits.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think you guys are lying.
Oh, come on now.
Now I think
that's quite an accusation.
We could probably prove it if we had to.
Yeah, but why would you say that, Gordon?
It seems to me that there's some sort of an eternal retirement plan you will be getting out of that.
Now
there's a point there.
I love
an audience member with an eternal perspective.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Because if you have salvation through Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. which I can vouch for the board members of Colorado Right to Life,
yeah.
they have testimonies. They trust in Jesus Christ. So they have eternal life, and that is quite a retirement program.
Yeah, I think you guys are making out pretty good, personally. Hey, I did want to also say that... I wanted to thank you because my daughter recently had to go through a miscarriage.
Oh.
And it was very hard for her and for all of us, of course. But thanks to your teachings, we were able to understand, you know, it wasn't God that did it. It wasn't his fault. He didn't cause it to happen. It wasn't his plan.
God didn't kill the baby.
Right. God didn't kill the baby. It was just a result of, you know, a sinful world. It's just
a fallen world. We, because of the fall, the world, our bodies are breaking down. And in fact, the entire creation is groaning. And one day we'll be restored by God. But right now we see a lot of disease, sickness, injury, and death, which is tragic. But God is not micromanaging every child who's raped, a child who gets burned in a fire. Don't attribute that to our loving God.
Amen.
And my daughter, you know, came to me and said that she was so thankful that she had that understanding. It made it so much easier for her, and also the knowledge that we'll get to see her baby one day in the future.
That's right, Gordon. The Bible tells us, God says, before you were born, I knew you. So we know that that baby, from the moment
of conception,
is a person.
Yeah, that baby, right, is made in God's image and likeness. The baby in the womb is alive to God. John the Baptist leapt for joy in his mother's womb.
And you'll get to meet that grandchild, and your daughter will get to meet that grandchild in eternity. Praise God.
Yeah, that's exciting. Thank you, Gordon. Anything else?
No, that was it. Thank you guys so much for your work for the unborn, and God bless you guys.
All right. Please tell your daughter we're praying for her, and we're proud of her for her love for her child and her Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Gordon.
Gordon,
okay.
Thanks for listening.
So, Doug, some people think that if a baby dies, it's a terrible teaching. One of our big denominations used to teach this very dogmatically. Now they've softened up. But that when a baby dies, the baby goes to hell.
What?
Yeah, that's really, really bad. And the Bible speaks of an age of accountability.
Right.
We learn about that in Deuteronomy chapter 1. There's a historical event that points to the age of accountability, and specifically in Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 7, we find out that people who rebel against God, before that rebellion, they're alive to God.
Mm.
And Paul says, before the law came, before I clearly understood God's law and that I sided with evil,
yeah,
I sided with the rebellion against God, before that I was alive to God.
Yeah.
But then the law came, I reached the age of accountability, and I died spiritually.
Right.
So a child is alive to God, and even though death came to all the world through Adam, we read in Romans 5,
right, Adam's sin, right?
Paul then immediately says, but all were justified through Jesus Christ when he died on the cross. Mm. So even though we inherit the flesh from Adam, so
right,
that we eventually sin when we get old enough, we rebel against God, we
right,
join the rebellion.
That sin nature.
Even though we've inherited that, God will not send a child to hell because of the crime or sin of his father. God says that's an abomination to accuse him of that.
Mm.
That's back in the Old Testament.
That's right.
A whole chapter on that. God will not punish a child for the sin of the father. So Jesus died on the cross, so a child who dies will not go to hell, even though he's the offspring of a fallen human race.
Amen. Will not the judge of all the earth judge rightly?
Wow, that's from Genesis.
I mean, that's just to thin slice it right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's really great. Hey, we have a new product,
yes,
Doug.
Yes, the new
research.
Product. I've just
the Plot Boys.
Please talk about this.
The Plot Boys, we've got two young guys,
yes,
aged 12, 13. We teach through my life's work, The Plot, an overview of the whole Bible.
Phenomenal.
It is so much fun.
Oh, man.
It's for kids. The Plot Boys.
Yeah.
Made for kids, strong enough for adults. It's made for kids, strong enough for adults. We have three albums.
Yeah.
These are great for homeschool curriculum.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants a serious study of the Bible, if you want your kids to learn the Bible doctrine, theology, seriously,
yeah,
or if you want to, it's made for kids, strong enough for adults.
Now, at what age could you start your kids on the Plot Boys journey?
I'd say if they're familiar with the Bible,
yeah,
they go to a Bible church, I'd say 9 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they're not familiar, they might need another year or two of maturing intellectually before they could handle these new ideas.
Awesome. The Plot Boy, three volumes.
Three volumes. It's online at kgov.com. Just click on the store or call us 800-8-NYAR. Ask about the Plot Boys. It's such a fun resource. Thank you, Doug McBurney.
Thanks, Bob.
Maranatha, what a great school. May God bless you.